present Clement Freud, Derek Nimmo, Anona Wynn, and Lucy Bartlett in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is the man of the minute, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. Well, I give each member of these four contestants in turn an unlikely subject and ask them to speak for just a minute without deviating, without pausing, and without hesitating. And with those thoughts in mind, let us ask Anona Wynn to start and try and speak for a minute on the subject of bloomer, starting now.
Bloomer is a word which can be applied, of course, to a flower people put on the packet when you buy the seed. This is a free bloomer. A bloomer is also a thing that you can make when you drop a clanger. You can also make a pair of bloomers. These are worn by ladies. I dare say gentlemen have worn them at times when short of other things. Bloomers are supposed...
Derek Nimmo.
But she hesitated after her last bloomer.
A swallow.
I think some people do hesitate after their last bloomer. I don't think the hesitation was justified, yeah. Derek. We're still with you, Anona Wynn. You have 30 seconds left. Would you go on talking about a bloomer starting now?
Bloomers, as I have said...
Derek Nimmo.
Repetition. We've had 5 pairs of bloomers.
Yes, in actual fact, it wasn't repetition. If you challenge for deviation, because the subject is bloomer and not bloomers.
Well, so... when I'm talking about more than one bloomer, I have to say bloomers, don't I, you see?
No, it's still with Anona Wynn. Still 28 seconds, Anona. Bloomer starting now.
This thing...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Imitation.
And she's just joined us, and I don't think it's justified. Anona, 26 seconds. Bloomer starting now.
The thing that I have been asked...
Clement Freud.
Excessive noise.
A very good try, but all you've done is to give Anona another point, and she's already got 4 points, and she's only come with us for the first time today. And you have 18 seconds left for your bloomer starting now.
On this subject, I would say...
Derek Nimmo.
Favoritism.
Anona Wynn now has 5 points. And the subject is still bloomer, starting now.
As I was saying about a bloomer which made in
Derek
pairs...
Nimmo. As I was saying, it must be repetition, but you already said it, you see.
Oh, dear, I'll do. We have a delightful and happy-looking audience here. There is, I will ask them to be the judge of this. Do you think that Derek Nimmo's challenge was justified? Now, if you agree, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? Ready? Now. I think the cheers just got it. Anona, you've got another point. You've got bloomer. And you have 18 seconds to go, starting now.
People think that bloomers in the plural were invented by a Mrs. Bloomer. They could not be more wrong.
Derek Nimmo.
Must be repetition now. There are about 25 pairs of bloomers.
No. I don't think we had enough bloomers for repetition yet. So, Anona Wynn, you've still got it. You've 13 seconds. Bloomer, starting now.
They were invented by a Mrs. Bloomer, and that is not repetition.
Derek Nimmo, you're the challenge. Why?
Well, she invented them just before.
She did. I agree it was repetition this time. I quite agree. Derek Nimmo, you have it. You have 9 seconds left for for bloomer, starting now.
I once wore a pair of bloomers. I was about to go on stage in Johannesburg, and I discovered my own pants...
Clement Freud.
Boasting.
There might have been a slight touch of deviation. It was very suggestive, but certainly no boasting. 2 seconds left for you, Derek. If you can, you make a bloomer in 2 seconds, starting now.
Oh, golly gosh.
That silly little bicycle hooter was Ian Messiter. He actually blew it. Well, he didn't blow it, he squeezed it and made the noise, which denoted that 60 seconds was up, and whoever is speaking when 60 seconds up, of course, gains an extra point. And Derek Nimmo, I'm going to ask you to carry on talking this time for just a minute, and the subject is things I throw away, starting now.
I often throw the most unlikely things away. I once threw a bowler hat out of a window because I didn't care for it awfully, and it landed in my garden, and the next time I saw it, it had moss all over it. I also tend to throw away lines off my cuff. This is a technique employed.
Clement Frost.
Rather bad actors, Lightning. What?
Hesitation.
I think you were just right, yes. In spite of Derek's claim sometimes that he has an impediment, that was a definite hesitation. Clement Frost, things I throw away, starting now.
I mostly tend to throw away cricket bats, but I have on occasion thrown away stumps, pads, and the whole wicket. On one specific occasion, in late October 1953, it was my turn to throw away the Christmas pudding. The Christmas pudding had been made the previous January, too late for Christmas, and my wife opened the window and said, "It is your turn to throw out this object," which she passed to me, which was flared with brandy. So I gripped it in both my hands and I threw it and followed it with two mince pies, half a pint of cream, some caster sugar.
What a bad advertisement for someone who talks on cooking normally. Anyway, Clement Freud, you managed to gain an extra point with that, and we're going to start the next round with Lucy Bartlett. Now, here's a delightful subject for you, Lucy. Would you try and talk for just a minute on getting ready to go to bed, starting now?
Well, getting ready to go to bed is a thing that I hate more than anything else in the world, because it takes me about 2 hours. There's so many things to do before you go to bed, makes the mind boggle. First of all, you have to do the washing up and the drying up and put everything away. You then lock up. You then make sure that the cat's in, or if it's out, you have to lock the door. Then you leave the kitchen, locking the door behind you.
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
What?
Two doors locked.
Well, there might be two doors to lock. If you'd said because she was locking the same door twice, I would have said yes. But
that is repetition.
Yeah, that is repetition.
That is what
but
it
you
means
said...
by repetition.
Yes, I know what it means. But you said two doors.
Yes is the word you're searching for.
No, it isn't. I assume from what you said that there is more than one door to her cottage, which or wherever she lives, and I think that she's quite justified. So I'm assuming that you were locking more than one door.
Oh, millions of doors.
Of course.
There are a lot more to
Lucy, lock. You still have the subject. You have 33 seconds left for getting ready to go to bed, starting now.
I climb the stairs very, very quietly.
Clement Freud.
Deviation, that's going to bed.
Well, before I go to bed, I have to climb the stairs.
Yes, but you're getting ready to go to bed, so you've got to get upstairs to get even further ready. You must have a very strange way of getting to bed, Clement. My goodness me, we must hear about that one of these days. Anyway, 27 seconds still, getting ready to go to bed. Lucy, carry on now.
When I've reached the top of the stairs, I turn sharp right and go up another 3 stairs.
Anona Wynn, why do you charge?
I don't believe in all these stairs. She may have a lot of doors, but I don't think she's got all those stairs.
You can't challenge when someone's already challenged.
Well, I do believe in them because I've been there.
Scandal.
Well, all that's happened is that Lucy Bartlett's got 2 points because 2 people challenged at the same time. Lucy. 20 seconds left. We're getting very interested in you, how you get to bed. Honestly, it's going to be written up everywhere. Just carry on, would you, for 20 seconds, getting ready to go to bed now.
I reach my door, which is on the left. I grovel in my undergarments to find the key. I shut the door quietly behind me and turn on the radio. I then sit down at my
door. Anona Wynn.
So much repetition of doors. It was beds we were after. She hasn't got anywhere near the bed yet.
The subject is getting ready to go to bed. And
yes.
Lucy Bartlett, you have another point. You have 8 seconds left. Anyway, carry on now.
I sit down at my dressing table and take my hair off. I then...
And none of the audience can believe that she could take her lovely hair off. Anyway, you've managed to gain from that 6 points. And you're now behind Anona Wynn, who's in the lead with 7. And the 2 men, for the first time, are trailing 3 and 2. So this is a very interesting situation. Clement Freud, we'd like you to start this time and talk, if you can, for just a minute, on a very mundane subject, bread and butter pudding, starting now.
Bread and butter pudding is more a way of life than a desirable sweetmeat. Bread and butter pudding is yellow and...
No, Wynn, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
And justify, please.
Well, we've had 2 bread and butter puddings, and 1's enough.
Very clever, but not enough to get a point. Clement Freud, you're still with your bread and butter pudding, starting now.
The aforementioned sweetmeat is light yellow and buttery and bready and custardy and sweet. And if sugar is strewn on top of it and it's put into a hot oven, it also has a golden brown crust. Let me tell you how one goes about manufacturing or constructing one of these delicacies. You get slices of bread from which you remove the rind and spread good unsalted butter thereupon. Building up slice after slice of bread, interrupted only...
Derek Nimmer.
Slice after slice of bread. Repetition, you say.
Very clever, but not enough to gain a point. It's, you've given one to Clement Freud, and we'd like to hear more about your bread and butter pudding for 15 seconds, starting now.
We now have our pyramid of buttered bread rind.
Derek Nimmer.
An awful lot of bread has gone back and got some more now.
I'm sure bread and butter pudding needs an awful lot of bread, so we're still with you, Clement Freud. Carry on now.
Actually, the best bread and butter pudding has no bread or butter in it at all. It's made...
Nona Wynn.
He's going mad. You've given him lies. Repetition, I'm sorry. I mean, couldn't...
Just explain yourself quite clearly.
Well, it's bread and it's butter and it's bread and it's butter and it's bread. There are other things.
Why do you challenge then? Why
well,
do you
I challenge on repetition.
Look, once again, I'm going to appeal to this audience. So, do you think that a Nona Wynn is justified on challenging on repetition here? If you do, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? Now. You disagree with a Nona Wynn, Clement Freud has another point, and you have 4 seconds left for your bread and butter pudding starting now.
Milk, sugar, sultana.
You have now got 6 points, Clement Freud, or equal Lucy Bartlett. You're just behind an Ona Wynn, and I'm sure that after your bread and butter pudding and your Christmas pudding that went out of the window, your gourmets are going to follow you like mad. But anyway, we come back to an Ona Wynn. And here's a subject close to anybody's heart. Nona, we'd like you to talk for just a minute, if you can, on paying a visit to the dentist starting now.
Dentists are really
Lucy Bartlett,
hot.
You challenge.
I thought that was a hesitation.
I quite agree. Lucy Bartlett, on paying a visit to the dentist, starting now.
Paying a visit to the dentist is about the nastiest thing that anybody could do. And the awful thing is that nobody does it voluntarily. First of all, you have to sit for hours.
And Nona Wynn.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. You've got it back again. Paying a visit. Starting now.
When you go to the dentist, you really should remember that all dentists at heart are very kindly people. They lie awake at night worrying about the terror they arouse in the bosoms of men, women, and children. They also...
Lucy Bartlett.
It was me.
Still. Well, Lucy Bartlett's little light came up then.
Oh, very nice.
Have you... Would you like to press your little buzzer there and see if your light comes up? That is a Derek Nimmo light. That was fine. So you actually challenged you, Derek? You press yours as well. Then Lucy, you got in first because whoever presses first automatically cuts out the others. Lucy, why did you challenge?
I've really almost forgotten. I think it was deviation.
You're quite right. It was deviation. You've got paying a visit back to the dentist. I mean, I'm paying a visit to the dentist back with you starting now.
You sit in a waiting room, trembling. The nurse comes in. She says, Miss Bartlett, it's now your turn. You walk into his surgery. You
sit... Clement Freud.
Into repetition.
No, I think you're being unkind. Lucy, you've got a point, and you have 27 seconds left on paying a visit to the dentist starting now.
You shake the dentist's hand rather nervously. He says, take a seat, Miss Bartlett. You do. A nurse comes along and straps you into the seat. She throttles you.
Derek Nimmer.
Well, deviation, really. You see, she's talking about you, and you... That means me, and I can't be Lucy Bartlett.
Extremely ingenious, and it's given a point to Lucy Bartlett. Will you carry on, Lucy? Talking now.
The dentist then shines a light into your mouth and says, shut your eyes, Miss Bartlett. It would be better than keeping them open.
Derek Nimmer.
I saw Chandler on exactly the same score. Did she mean Nicholas Parsons' name is Lucy Bartlett?
You're being even more ingenious, but you're only giving because the subject is on paying a visit to the dentist.
Obviously,
it must be the dentist that you usually go to. And if Lucy Bartlett's talking, it must be Lucy Bartlett she's talking about. So, Lucy Bartlett, you've another point. You have 12 seconds and the same subject. Starting now.
I, Lucy Bartlett, shut my eyes. Then it will...
Clement Freud.
Milking the audience.
A And justified on this occasion with another point, would you carry on, Lucy, starting now?
The drill starts. It's a terrible noise, the dentist's drill is.
No, Will.
Two drills. One's enough.
Very good, but doesn't fit into the game. And so you still have another point, and you have 3 seconds left on paying a visit to the dentist, starting now.
My tooth is penetrated. Blood.
Well, I admire you, Lucy. I mean, I think the others tried to harry you on that, and you weren't to be put off, and you carried on gainfully, and you put yourself in a commanding lead with 14 points, followed by Nona Wynne with 8, Clement Foy with 6, and Derek Nimmo with 3. Ah, here's a lovely subject for you to try and win some points back with Derek. What Gladstone said in 1894, starting now.
The first thing that Mr. Gladstone said in 1894 was a very happy new year to you all. He then said, thank you very much for your good wishes. The following morning, he said, please could I have some toast and butter and a little marmalade. And later on that day, he said, a tissue. He had a cold. Then he went to bed that night with farewell, my friends. He also said about Mr. Disraeli, his doctrine is false, but the man is even falser than his doctrine. He had said that a little early, but he repeated it in 1894. He was at the height of his powers. I remember hearing him in the House of Commons that year, speaking of Mr. Disraeli, and he said, it is nice to be standing here, wishing you a happy new year. It was only January the 3rd still. He also said, how lovely it is to see Queen Victoria riding down the Mall on a big white horse with two peacocks.
I've never heard of such a lot of old deviation all my life. But as you manage to speak without interruption for 60 seconds, you gain an extra point, Derek, and you now have 5, but you're not quite in the lead yet. Lucy Bartlett, it's your turn to begin. Would you like to talk, please, for just a minute? Ah, yes, this is a thing for any young girl to think about and explain to us, too. Things that make me blush, starting now.
There are so many things that make me blush, it's very hard to start. Yesterday...
And Nona Wynne.
Hesitation.
I was drawing breath.
It was so minimal, I have to always swing it one way. I'm still with Lucy on this one. No, I don't think you hesitate enough to be penalised. So carry on, Lucy, starting now.
For instance, yesterday I saw 2 drunk old ladies fighting in the street. I blushed. I then got on a train and a religious maniac started preaching at me. I blushed. 2 days ago.
Anona Wynne.
Hesitation.
Yes, that time. All right, Anona. Things that make me blush, Anona, starting now.
Things that make me blush are people who say that they've...
Derek Nimmer.
Hesitation.
Derek Nimmer, things that make me blush. Now.
When I'm standing in Lucy Bartlett's bedroom and she takes her hair off and I find that she's bald underneath, I invariably blush. When she fumbles in her undergarments and locks things which she finds inside, I always blush. When I see Mr. Clement Freud.
Fumbling.
It's not one of the rules of the game. Derek Nimmer, you've got another point, and you have 14 seconds left for things that make me blush. Now,
if I find myself standing outside Clement Freud's house, and out through the window comes whistling a Christmas pudding and several decayed mince pies and a jug of cream, together with several bread and butter puddings containing
Clement
far
Freud.
Too much...
Repetition, I've said all that.
But you didn't say it on
made
this
me blush, nevertheless.
And you didn't say it on this subject, so Derek Nimmer has another point, and he has 3 seconds left for the things that make me blush, starting now.
Sarsaparilla, gooseberry, and...
Clement Freud, it's your turn to start, and perhaps you can redress the situation for yourself. Ah, here's a good subject for you as well. Beauty competitions, starting now.
Beauty competitions are held in theatres or on beaches in order to determine which of a number of selected contestants shall receive a small prize or some equal honour, like being kissed by Derek Nimmer. People who go in...
Derek Nimmer.
He hesitated after I kissed her.
I must say it would make anybody hesitate, but it was justified, Derek, so you have beauty competitions starting now.
I once went to judge a beauty competition in the north of England, and I was met by the Lord Mayor, who said, we've got all the queens in the next room. I'm very worried about them because we found out that one of the queens is pregnant. He said, I've got a district nurse in with them now, going over them, and as soon as we find out which one is pregnant, we'll let you know. And we put a cross by her name. And in there, inevitably, they gave me the piece of paper with the list of names on, and the prettiest one had the cross. Oh.
Hesitation with the wither.
Well, I think it was more his natural impediment this time. I'm going to be kind to him and let him carry on with his beauty competitions. Derek Nemo, starting now.
I would love to judge a beauty queen competition in which Clement Freud took part. To see him standing
deviation.
I quite agree. I could never see you in a beauty queen. Take it over, Clement Freud, with 7 seconds left, starting now.
So the Lord Mayor said, I will put a cross against whichever of these beauty queens happens to be pregnant.
My goodness me, how devious can we get? Fine, let's have the score again. Lucy Barthes still in the lead with 15, Derek Nemo 12, Anona Wynn 9, and Clement Freud 8. Anona Wynn, it's your turn to start. And this time we're going to have a penalty. You have to think very carefully. Throughout this game, if you use the word the others can challenge and gain a point. Now, this is interesting because last time we did this, sometimes people got away with it and nobody spotted it. Anyway, the subject is Australia, Anona, and the word you mustn't say is the, and the time starts now.
Australia has been called one...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
You're quite right. Australia, without saying the, starting now. Starting now.
Australia has often been called all sorts of names. There are a number of countries in Australia known as New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia.
Nona Wynn.
Hesitation.
No, I think he measured his delivery rather cleverly so that it went on the same thing. So we're still with you, Clement. Plenty of time left still. Carry on now.
People in Australia do tend to talk very slowly. When I was in Australia and said, tell me what countries you have in Australia, a man replied, New South Wales, Victoria.
Anona Wynn.
Repetition,
you're right. The subject's back with you, Anona. Australia. Don't mention the word the and start now.
I happen to come from a state which has been named by Clement Freud a very charming state. There are others.
Derek Nimmo. Gained you a point. Carry on, Derek Nimmo, with the subject. 23 seconds left, starting now.
How lovely it must be at this time of the year.
The year.
Yes.
Fine. Lucy, will you carry on? 18 seconds left. Australia, don't say the word the, starting now.
I know nothing at all about Australia.
Derek Nimmo.
How can she talk about deviation?
She can still try in this game, and she has another point, Lucy, and you have 14 seconds left, starting now.
I have never been there, and I never want to go there.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Hesitation. You've got a point this time, with 5 seconds left, starting now.
Australia plays.
Lucy Bartlett.
Hesitation yourself.
Hesitation yourself.
Hesitation yourself.
She said it to me as I opened my mouth, so I thought I'd
set
back.
Well done. Well, that's what we want in this show. Someone's got some spirit to stand up to these two experienced men here. But I'm afraid all you do is give Clement Freud another point. But well tried. Anyway, the subject is Australia. You mustn't mention the word the, and you start now.
Australia played his best.
And that is all we have time for. And it is very interesting because for the first time, the ladies have overtaken the men in this game. Lucy Bartlett is a clear winner, so I'm sure you want to applaud her for that. Clement Freud is second. Third comes Anona Wynn, equal with Derek Nimmo. Goodbye from us all.
Just a Minute was Sir Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.